7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:07 p.m.
Oh, well, that time is obviously incorrect. Yeah, because don't we already know that it's 19:30 UTC and therefore time to begin? The Dubious Goals Committee. Wow. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, which means it's time for me to pour some tea. Oh yeah, we got good tea going again today. What am I drinking? I can't even remember. Dahong Pao. That's what I'm drinking. I'm drinking Dahong Pao, and it is delicious. Oh yeah. So yummy, so good. Oh. Yeah, I need that. Oh, daddy. But now it's time to see if I can walk today. So let's get out of the car. Ooh. Yeah. All right. So this is going to be a fun game that I like to call, let's see how long we can walk, if we can. Yeah, I'm moving. I'm ambulatory. But here's what you need to know. It's an odd day. It's warm. It's a little bit too warm, but it's completely overcast. The humidity seems to have gone down a little bit. So I have this window of opportunity to allow me to go outdoors. And so I'm taking it so that I'm not, you know, stuck in my house all day like I was yesterday. Which was okay, but you know, I can't do that too often. But I did get to watch an anime that was fairly interesting to me. It started out, I thought it was going to be something, I thought, okay, yeah, this ought to be tolerable. And then it took a twist and it just went completely and utterly south. And I was like, whoa, I was glued to it. I just wish there was more of it because it didn't wrap up a lot of storylines in that first season. And it didn't, owl, oh my God, the owl was right up in that tree right above me. Holy crap. Okay, I'm walking into the creek. That's where we are today. I'm at the creek. I'm still on the surface. I'm just about to go down in there. And in this big tree, that owl just dropped down and he flew over there. He was a big'un. And that owl is a barred owl. And where is he? Is he where? I can't quite see where he is now. But he didn't like hearing me talking about whatever. And he said, oh, you're too close, buddy. And he flew away. All right, there are some people out on the golf course. I can see them. Oh, I shouldn't have been talking. I should have been paying attention to nature. Because I brought my camera with me, my little camera. Not that that would have really gotten us any kind of decent shot of our owl buddy, but wow, that was cool. I got to see him fly. And that's how I noticed him. I heard him leave the tree, you know, flump. And I said, oh, look at that. Yeah, it's taken me a while to get down into the creek here because my leg is weird. But I am finally down in here now. Now, where did our buddy go? Where did Big Owl Buddy go? Ooh, let's go over here a little bit. See if we can't spot him. I see other little birds. Oh my God, there he is. Oh my goodness. Look at that big dude. He's just looking right down at me, saying, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "It's cool, homie. I just got to get me some golf bars. I'm checking to see if there's any golf balls down here. That's all." And he says, "Yeah, okay, I guess that's cool." I'm trying to take pictures, but I can only see him between a bunch of trees. And my camera, of course, wants to focus on the trees. And he's not going to get photographed, is he? Oh, and he's staring right at me. This would make a good portrait. He would say, "Hey, do you want to take my picture and we'll put it on a dollar bill or whatever?" Yeah, I cannot get this camera to focus on anything. Wow, and he's close to me. He's a lot closer than I thought. I thought he flew a little bit further down, unless this is a different owl, of course. But yeah, oh my God. He's only, what, how far is he? I don't think he's more than 20 meters away. Now, I'm wondering if I move up here really slowly, can I get a little bit closer? See if I can get, I don't need to get around this tree, but if I can just get my camera to be not looking at this tree and instead be looking at Mr. Dude. Oh, I think I spooked him a little bit. He wants to move. He said, "Well, I better," and I said, no, it's cool. Oh, what's he doing? Oh, what did he just drop? Did he just puke up an owl pellet? Oh, wow. Hear all these little birds? Yeah, there he goes. Hear all these little birds going bleep, bleep, bleep? They're hassling him. They're hassling Mr. Owl. All the little birds just tried to attack him. Okay, the little birds started hassling him on his branch, so he decided to jump off, and while he was flying through the air a few feet, little birds tried to attack him in flight, and he didn't like that. And so now you can hear all these little birds freaking out. They're all freaking out because there's an owl, and now there's a blue jay freaking out. Oh, yep, and he's moving. Oh, he just flew towards me. Wow. Oh my God, he's, I don't want to say right above me, but almost right above me. And there's a, who else is up there? Is that a squirrely? There's a squirrel on the same branch as the owl, and there's, oh my God, it's anarchy in the canopy today. Listen, the blue jay's freaking out now. Oh my goodness. Whoa, we have angry blue jays. Oh yeah. What a racket. Oh my God. I'm kind of wondering if I want to... See, the thing of it is I could kind of get down in here. Do I want to try to do this? Is this going to hurt? Are those mushrooms on that tree? No. No. That's dead vines. All right. Let's do a cost-benefit analysis here. Do I want to try to go down there and get on... No, Tobe. Don't hurt yourself. You're already in bad enough shape. We can't help our buddy the owl anyway. Stupid blue jays. That's okay. Who's this now making a chirp chirps? Well, oh my God. Well, yeah, we have some kind of bird power struggle happening down here in the creek today. Wow, there's a bird I've never heard. Bloop, 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 bloop. Huh. All kinds of weirdness. Birds, birds, birds. Okay. Let's take a break from this bird business for a minute and make our way over here to the creek a little bit. See if we've got any golf balls down here. Well, yeah, we've got all the same golf balls we've been seeing in the mud for a while. They're all still here, maybe a couple of new ones. Oh, should I go down in there? I want to keep watching this bird drama. Oh my God. Okay, like sands through the hourglass, so are the birds in the creek. It's bird soap opera day. I'm now down in the creek bed. I'm looking for my owl, but I think he's... There's a couple big, big trees here that he's hiding behind these trunks. They're... Yeah, he's up in there somewhere. Oh my God. Welcome to the Owl Show. Welcome to Dubious Owl Committee. Shut up. Welcome to Dubious Bird Business. Oh, there's so much bird drama happening down here in the creek today. Bird drama. Jeez. They will not shut up. These are unhappy birds. Okay. I'm walking around in the creek, and I'm having fun, because that's what I do. Here's some fresh footprints that aren't mine here in this mud. There's a couple golf balls in the water over here. Just boring old white ones. Here's a white one. Here's a fake baseball. Here's a baseball that's 150 times the size of a golf ball. It's plastic. Has painted on red stitching. Why does this exist? Nobody knows. I can hardly think for all the birds squawking in my face. Oh, okay, so golf ball over there. That golf ball's been there for a while. Let's go check on our Xylaria. Let's see how our Xylaria is doing. There's a Xylaria patch right over there. Let's go see how it is faring. I think we got a little bit of rain the other day, yesterday. Did it rain overnight or anything? I don't know. I don't think it did. Oh, yeah. Oh. I may have made a tactical error. That's okay. I'm looking up into the tree, looking for big ass owls. Suddenly it got quiet. It's too quiet. This is when they're gonna start their offensive. It's too quiet. Yeah, this is the calm before the storm. This is the calm before the Tet Offensive. Yeah, let's go back over there and see if we can see our owl dude. I'm curious about my owl buddy. Where's my owl? I don't see him. The canopy is really leafy in here. Really leafy. The last time I saw him, I thought he was on this branch. Hey, I see move. Oh, that's just a squirrel. I see a squirrel out there on that branch. Is the owl out there too? I can't see that far. Too many leaves. Too much leafage. All right, I'm gonna do something kind of stupid. Okay, which leg do I want to land on though? I want to land on my good leg, so we'll launch from my bad leg. Ow, ow, yeah, okay. Booyah! What good does this do me? I'm in a different spot. I still can't see my owl. Now, which way can I go? I don't have a choice, do I? I gotta go this way. Okay, I'm back in the middle of the creek. I'm standing near the water. I'm looking straight up. I now have to actually cross the creek, and I can do it right here because the creek right at this spot is, oh, maybe 70 meters wide and 70 centimeters wide and 3 centimeters deep. Okay, now I'm leaning back and I'm staring straight up. This hurts my neck. Can we be dumber? Yeah, I can be dumber. It doesn't take me a lot of effort to get stupider than this. I'm looking straight up. I'm looking for my owl. I do not see him. But you know, now that I'm down here, I haven't really been down here on this side of the creek for a long time. Here's where our wood ducks were hanging out for the longest time. They like to be in this little zone. Oh, and I am looking straight up again. I cannot find my owl. I do not know where he went. Hey, oh, giant bumbler. Giant bumbler straight to my head. Oh, giant bumblebees. They're so fun. 2 golf balls in the water right here. Maybe 3. Yeah, 3. They've been in there for a while because leaves being washed down the creek have covered them up. Okay, well, here's a golf ball too. Maybe we're going to have to start checking this side of things for golf balls. I don't know why. How do they get here? I don't know. But I'm picking this one up since it's right at my feet. Oh, it's got a slice. It's been hit by a lawnmower. I heard a big sound. What was that? There was a big sound in the canopy. Was that my owl? I don't see anything. So, I don't want this golf ball. Why am I am dropping the golf ball into the water so somebody else can find it. And I'm walking up the creek. There's tracks. I've got marmot tracks and raccoon tracks. I think I just heard somebody teeing off up on the golf course. But I can't find my owl anywhere. I'm going to look up on the bank for mushrooms and stuff. I don't see. Oh, that's what we were supposed to be doing. We were supposed to be looking at our Xylaria. But I'm too busy looking for my owl buddy. He is a barred owl. I suspected as much from when I saw him before and his call, just listening to him. But, you know, when we saw him when we first got here, what, 11, 12, 15 minutes ago? I don't know. I saw him fly, and I got a good look at him. And yes, he's definitely a barred owl, identifiable by the bars of color on his tail. And as he flew, his tail spreads out, and I could see the bars. It's like light brown, right? Tan color on light brown feathers. He's pretty cool. Pretty styling for an owl. Yeah, just heard somebody tee off. Another one. This is what I don't understand about this golf course. Oh, here's a golf ball in the water right here. Okay, now we got to get back to where we were. How are we doing this? Oh, let's just make it up as we go along. Oh, yeah. Oh, tricky. Tricky but successful. I may have overexerted myself a bit. Wow, this person is terrible. A person who just... I don't know. Some people probably shouldn't be golfers. Okay. Let's go up here and see how the Xylaria is doing. Oh. I walk this horse. That guy, he just hit his golf ball 20 yards. Anyway, I don't want to make any rude comments that he can hear. Oh, because I have nothing good to say about his golfing skills. I know. I'm a terrible human being. Everybody knew that already. Now I gotta step over this log and it's more difficult than I thought it would be. Okay, it's starting to hurt. All right, but here we are. Oh, our little Xylaria patch is all happy. Yeah, we're getting a little bit of growth. We got a little bit of growth here today. Looks really cute. In fact, I think I might try to take a picture. Which means I need to turn on the macro mode. And where's a good clump? Here's a little cute little clump. A little bunch of guys all standing around. Yeah, we've got these little white fingers that are 2.5 centimeters long. That's 1 inch for my American listeners. Oh, and now it doesn't want to take the picture. There we go. I think I got a good one there. Oh, yeah. We got good Xylaria clumps all popping up. And what about this little clump over here? Oh, look how clumpy it is. Oh, all right. You know, let's stop kidding ourselves. I gotta turn around right now, or I might not be able to make it out of here. I'm getting hot. I'm overheating, so it's time to get out. Time to get back into the air conditioning. But I gotta step over this big ass log. Gotta step over the log again. That's the most difficult thing I've had to do today. Oh, it's only funny because it hurts. Oh my god, I seriously might be losing my shit. Alright, I'm going to take one last look at those trees. I don't see my buddy. I don't see my owl. He's probably sitting up there, and he knows he's hidden. He knows he has a good hiding spot now. And he's looking down on me, and he's saying, yeah, that guy can't see me now. That human clown. He thinks he's so cool. It's true that I do think I'm cool. Oh, I'm almost out of the creek. Oh my god. Yeah, so that took a little more effort than I normally like to expend. Okay. So, what do we do now? I don't know. Let's listen to some music. So, here, listen to this.
Do you
right. All right. Well, what does it all mean? I don't know, but I do have something else I have to tell you, and this is pretty important. There has been an interesting and unusual development, and we need to go up into the kitchen to talk about this. Okay, and this all goes back to yesterday's show. If you listened to yesterday's episode, you'll remember that I was out walking around in my backyard looking for mushrooms and stuff. And as we were walking around, we looked over by my air conditioner, and I noticed that it looked like something was digging or crawling underneath my deck. My deck sits about 30 centimeters off the ground, about 1 foot. And so animals can get under there. And behind my air conditioners, a bunch of dried dead leaves have built up. And we noticed yesterday that somebody was digging, and there was obvious intrusion under the deck. And I thought to myself, oh, I wonder what kind of animal dudes are under there. You know, it could be anything. I've had raccoons under there. I've had rabbits under there. And I just kind of thought, oh, it must be rabbit or raccoon or something, because that's what we get the most of. And so, yeah, that's where we left it yesterday. I said, yeah, I got to pay attention, see if we see anything, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, a couple of hours after Dubious Goals Committee, about 3 hours later, I was sitting down at my computer to check my email or whatever, and I heard a really strange noise. And I thought, what the hell is that? And I thought at first maybe it was, you know, just a bird outside my window scratching, because that's what it sounded like. It sounded like, I don't know, it sounded kind of like... I couldn't tell what it was. It was a very bizarre sound. And then it stopped. And I thought, okay, whatever. And then it started up again 2 seconds later. And I thought, I better go check what that is, because it kind of sounds like maybe the cat's messing with something. And it sounded like it was coming from the kitchen. And so I came up here to where I am right now, looking for my cat, wondering if she was trying to open a cabinet, or if she was trying to, you know, steal stuff or knock books off of a shelf or do something weird, right? And so, no, the cat was sleeping upstairs, and the sound was, it sounded like it was coming from under the sink, but it wasn't. It sounded like it was, I thought, uh-oh, I know what that sound is. Because at first I thought maybe it was just the wind, because the wind was very gusty at this time, and I thought maybe it was blowing some tree branches up against the house to get, you know, some kind of weird sound, right? Then I realized what it was. I thought, no, that's the animal. There's an animal under the deck. So I came over here to the door that leads out onto my deck, and yeah, the sound sounded like it was coming from my feet, which is, you know, where you would expect it to happen. Okay, we're not going to have enough time to tell this story, are we? So I thought, that's interesting. I'll have to see what it is. It sounds like a rabbit or something. Raccoons probably wouldn't be out at this time of day, right? So I went back to work. 3 hours later, at like 6:30 p.m., I came up here to make tea, and I saw something. But I didn't have my glasses on. And what's going on? There looked like there was something sitting just outside the other side of my deck. And to hear the rest of it, you're going to have to tune in tomorrow, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day on a cliffhanger. My name's Tobe. Tune in tomorrow, because it gets crazy. Yeah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.